Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Tis Wednesday.
Let's see, what is it? Isn't the 12 days of Christmas until after Christmas, right? It doesn't start before Christmas. Or could we have two 12 days of Christmas, 24 days?
I never know. Because I've seen movies where it starts on Christmas and then it's, you know, 12 gifts after. And then I've always thought it was the 12 days leading up to Christmas, so I don't know. Mm.
Huh. Okay.
Well, because you also have up to January.
Yeah, that's decisive.
Sorry.
I know. No, it's all right.
Well, because after, I mean, a lot of people celebrate all the way through, what is it, January?
It would be January 6th? The 7th. Oh, you mean the 12 days of Christmas? On
well,
top of what?
They call it.
Is it Little Christmas Epiphany? On January 6th? Yeah, Little Christmas is also Epiphany, right? Going back to church. Yeah.
When is Kiwani or whatever that, what is the?
Kwanzaa,
yeah. When is
the Kiwanis Club luncheon is today at 11. That's what I thought you were talking about for a second. I was like, oh, no, it's Kiwanis.
The voices of the ladies of the program, Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, and Jay Kirshner here. I'm Doug Steffen, wishing you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. It's beyond Hanukkah, so I don't have to wish you. I did wish you Happy Hanukkah when it was appropriate. Did you see? So when we celebrate our Christmas program tomorrow, we've got to have, among other things, part of Christmas is Hanukkah, in my experience, because I grew up around a lot of Jewish folks. And
it's just so
Adam
far
Santa.
Apart this year.
Yeah, right.
Hanukkah was so early.
The Saturday Night Special last night, Christmas special, had Hanukkah, the Hanukkah song with Adam Sandler. And every time, I actually laughed out loud through the whole thing. It is, he's just,
really funny.
His facial expressions, it just is priceless. So we'll have that in our celebration tomorrow. We'll be celebrating tomorrow, and we'll be celebrating on Friday, and whoop-de-doo, it's Wednesday, the first full day of, I was going to say fall. Okay, let's fast forward 3 months to winter time, and the living is easy. And cold and wet in some places. I get more. I don't know if my seasonal digestive disorder is going to go away next week, Jennifer, when I'm in L.A., because it looks like the temperature will be like around 60, maybe, if we're lucky.
Yeah, and it's actually today's the last day of 60. It's supposed to be in the 50s for the next like 10 days. And I think, and it, you know, you never know if this holds, but as of right now, after today, in Los Angeles, it's all rain except for, I think, one day. I think, like, Monday is the only day without it. So,
well. Okay,
as they say, we need it. So, suck
yes,
it
you
up,
do.
Buttercup.
I'll bring it with me, as a matter of fact. Okay, so yesterday at this time, you were expecting me to ask about Chris Noth. So, I didn't ask about Chris Noth yesterday at this time. So, I'll ask about Chris Noth today at this time, just to get an update, just to see if there's something new, just to see if somebody else has come out of the woodwork to take a shot, or is it pretty much going in the direction that it was going yesterday and the day before and the day before that? Tragedy, actually, under the circumstances. It really is. It's a Christmas tragedy for the guy, for the women. I noticed
his
that
his wife has got no wedding ring on right now, so that was that was the latest.
Well, I saw that the three ladies who were left from Sex and the City, all supported the women who made their charges. Or it was written in such a way.
Sort of.
It was kind of, yeah, right. And so that was.
It was very broad. Right?
Yeah,
it was very general.
It was kind of, I mean, and I'll paraphrase, but it
crafted
was sort of
by like a PR person, no doubt.
Had to have been. Because it was sort of like, it's really brave for women to come forward or something.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah, and they mentioned his name. They were disappointed with the allegations against Chris Noth, and then they just said, you know, we support the women coming forward. The fact that the three of them signed it, SJP, Cynthia Nixon, and Kristen Davis, that tells me they're done talking about it. That's it.
Mm-hmm.
The three of them are united. Yeah, that's one statement and one and done.
We're done. Yep.
Yeah,
one
no
and done.
Personal comments. And then there's also other allegations. A temporary restraining order from the 90s was released from a then-girlfriend, Beverly Johnson, a well-known 90s model.
The supermodel? Supermodel Beverly Johnson.
Beverly Johnson.
This blows my mind. I know. I never knew that. I knew who she is. She's like the first black supermodel. And in the mid-90s, she was everywhere, and he was a nobody. So
he's an established actor by then.
All I know is when in 1995, I knew who Beverly Johnson was, and I'd never heard of who he was. So I'm just saying.
Well, in 90, I'll counter that one and move you to. In 1995, I knew who Chris Noth was, and I never heard of Beverly Johnson.
But you saw her on magazine covers.
Let me just tell you this. In any case, he was dating up. Whether you knew him, you didn't know him.
100%.
Beverly Johnson. Holy. Ooh. Yeah.
Holy moly.
Well, he had dated her for 5 years in the early 90s, and she had requested that he stay 500 yards away from her daughter, and her dog, claiming that he'd made threats against them. He got physical with her. Chris knows people said that it was mutual. They both apparently had a volatile relationship, and they both got physical, but that still does not look good for him, given everything that's going on right now.
No, I mean, she said he punched her in the chest and in the face.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, this is not
threatened to kill her dog.
I think at the very bare minimum, this guy's got a drinking problem and anger issues.
And this is what the restraining order says, stated from the early 90s. This isn't like she's just coming out and saying, oh, and here's what happened to me. This is a restraining order that resurfaced.
That's sad. Well, listen.
I just always think about the family. He's got kids.
His children, his wife. Yep.
Not easy.
Not pleasant. In a moment, we're going to take a moment or two to find out what the president said as he addressed the nation about COVID and some other COVID tidbits right after these words here on the Wednesday DJV program.
I'm Andy Solomon. Now that the dark days of winter have descended upon us, if there's one thing we could all use a little more of, it's a dose of lighter lights and brighter brights. And what more obvious way to do that than to bring T-Mobile and Hasbro together to introduce Light Bright T-Mobile Edition. Now with 184 magenta pegs. For just $20, you can get your very own Light Bright T-Mobile Edition. And if you act before Christmas, shipping and handling are completely free. Besides the brand new magenta pegs, it also comes with the traditional LightBright pegs and four wireless-inspired templates. At T-Mobile's 5G LightBright website, users can download and upload other design templates to add hours upon hours of fun. LightBright T-Mobile Edition originally sold out within 30 hours of first being announced, but now it's back in stock and ready to ship. To get your own LightBright T-Mobile Edition right now, go to t-mobile.com/5GLightBright.
Calitrin, the best way to lose weight, the best defense is a good offense. Doesn't that apply to weight?
If you are taking Calitrin this time of the year, you can actually be losing weight. For sure not gaining weight, but losing weight this time of the year, even with the food everywhere. You know, our customers tell us that when they're taking Calitrin, not only are they losing the inches and looking better, but they feel better. So when you have more energy throughout your day, you don't crave the food like you did before. You know, you're not having the afternoon crashes. Collagen protein is one of the most satiating nutrients there is. It's naturally boosting your metabolism by rebuilding that lean muscle tissue.
So let's talk about the deal. What's the deal right now as we get into turkey time?
Well, turkey time deal is the biggest sale we do all year. People wait on this one, but it's the unlimited buy three, get three free. Use the promo code DJV, and that's going to save you on shipping, too, so you won't have to pay shipping on those orders. So toploss.com. And if you have questions, you can also chat with us online or call us 1-833-TOP-LOSS.
Elizabeth Miller from Calitrin. All right, 15 after the hour here on the DJV program, the president told unvaccinated Americans, quote, if you're not fully vaccinated, you have good reason to be concerned. And that was a focus on Omicron. So what does he know that we don't? So far, all the doctors I've talked to say this is a very high risk. You get it, and it blows through you pretty quickly, and you'll spread it to other people. It's like a bad cold, and you're not going to die. So that's what I've heard. But he seemed to think that people or tell people that they'd end up in the hospital or they'd even die from Omicron. I don't know where he gets it. Did he quote somebody? Did he talk to Fauci? Where'd that come from?
I don't know if this was a speech. It wasn't a press. You know what I mean? I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm assuming he has all the CDC numbers and he has the NIH and, you know, the same
like
task force
the,
or whatever.
See, that's the, and I think that's kind of the problem. And it comes up on the other side of the argument all the time about this push towards mandates, which he admitted he said are very unpopular during that speech. But the CDC never talks about people with natural immunity. The CDC never talks about the number of hospitalizations. We have data, but the data, unfortunately, is getting skewed to create a narrative. And it's just, it's infuriating when it comes from a place like the CDC because you want to go to them to be the choice for giving you the straight skinny
legitimate,
on what's really
straight
going
story.
On.
Yeah, right.
And I think there are a lot of people who just feel really shook right now. The distrust for government, just in general, and this is not a political statement at all, but the distrust for government for whatever reason,
it's
whether it's race, whether it's socioeconomic, whether it is political, whatever it is, people have a lot of reasons that they distrust the government. And I don't. It doesn't help when you start to look through what's missing from the information that's being presented, I think. This is just some of the reasons why people think this is political when it really shouldn't be. It's about your health.
Yeah. Well, there are a lot of exaggerations from my perspective, from what I know. Everybody's got a different source for information. I noticed that Fauci was around talking about his family getting threats because of statements that have been made by people, including Robert F. Kennedy Jr. Why in the world is Robert F. Kennedy Jr. getting involved?
He's a huge anti-vaxxer.
Yeah.
He is, but he's also, I met the guy. He was feeding a squirrel. He was at my office. He doesn't seem like the type who's going to, like, I don't know.
He's a little goofy.
Terrorist. Yeah, but I don't think he's a terroristic threat guy. You know, I don't know if you guys happen to see Jesse Waters, who's on a Fox News personality. He was trending on Twitter yesterday. And the story was, if you look all through Twitter, it's like Jesse Waters threatened to kill and assassinate Dr. Fauci. And I met Jesse Waters this last year, and I'm like, he's really smart. He's not going to blow up his time at Fox to say assassinate Dr. Fauci. So
what
actually, what's through
it? Where did that stuff come from?
Oh my gosh, I listened to the whole audio. You want to talk about recalibrating headlines? Holy smokes! I listened to the whole 4 minutes that he did on stage, and he said that, because he's talking to young people, and he said the new kind of journalism is the kind of journalism that's done by people like at Project Veritas, where average citizens can go undercover when they have opportunities and, you know, and ask questions. And he said, here's the scenario. And he said, if you see Dr. Fauci on the street, this is what we do. It's an ambush-style journalism. And then he blah, 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 talks about how you get your cell phone and you ask this question. And then at the end, he goes, and then you ask the question, like a kill shot. And then somehow people said that he said to ambush Dr. Fauci and launch a kill shot at them. I mean, literally those two words were like 5 minutes apart. And it was about asking questions. It wasn't about attacking people. And that's just how it's working now on social media. It is so crazy. Mm.
Well, the requirement for masks, I'm looking at social media here locally, and the two leaders of the House and the Senate here in Massachusetts say we have to have a full mask mandate. One wonders whether that is going to actually take place. As long as the mandate doesn't bother me in terms of masks or shots, it just doesn't. What bothers me is that people begin to think, okay, well, we need to make people stay at home and work, or we need to shut down this or shut down that, because the public here and everywhere else that I know about will say no to that. They want children in school. They want to be able to go to work. They don't want to slow down whatever the gains have been. Interesting to know, yesterday I was talking to Uri Geller about what's going on in Israel, and all the flights pretty much from America have been canceled to go there, and we're not taking in. What are the eight? Anybody know the eight countries, 10 countries that we're not taking people from? I know South Africa. All the flights to South Africa have been canceled as well. So pretty much the European flights haven't been canceled, but anything to Africa for the most part, and anything to the Middle East has been shut down. And that's going to be the way the holiday season is going to go. But my prediction is that it's going to move fast, and maybe this is wishful thinking on my part, but I see 3 or 4 different statements that indicate that this is going to be fast. In, out, bing, bang, boom, and we're done. Let's hope. 21 after the hour here.
Now the jingle hop. What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
After the hour now here on the DJB. Say it again. What, you forgot, Phil? Here we go. Yeah, no, it's okay. We're getting used to some new things here. All right, the new, the old, the up, the down, the in, the out, as far as what's going on in the trending department. You don't want to lead with your chin. What do you want to lead with, Jay?
The chin? What?
Yeah. I said you didn't want to lead with your
little
chin.
Little boxing term. Yeah. Oh. I don't know what that means either, Jeff.
Really? Oh, no. Come on. That's not that old an expression, is it? Leading with your
I've
chin.
I've never
means...
heard that, so I don't know.
Really?
What that means. Hit. Yeah. You'll get hit.
Yeah. Well, you'd be exposed if you. Well, I mean, something that was controversial.
He meant to say, "What do you want to start with?"
Oh, and instead, okay.
It was, right. You don't want to lead with your chin.
Okay, well, we'll find out. Well, no, hold on a second. Now we've got the audience in suspense. We'll find out how all the pieces fit together.
Clearly.
Right after this, yeah.
Try Eucrisa for mild to moderate eczema. It works at and below the skin surface and can be used on almost everybody, like on the dimples of a diva.
Yeah, yeah, roll your boat. Yeah, roll your boat.
Or the shoulders of a chef.
Look, Mom, I made jelly beans on toast.
Steroid-free Eucrisa works at and below the skin surface. It blocks PDE4 enzymes, which is believed to reduce inflammation, even on the wrist of a rebel.
What did you do to your hair?
What?
The specific way Eucrisa works is not well-defined. Prescription Eucrisa for mild to moderate eczema is for topical use only in ages 3 months and up. Do not use if you are allergic to Eucrisa, Crisaboral ointment 2%, or its ingredients. Allergic reactions, including hives, itching, swelling, and redness, may occur at or near the application site. The most common side effect is application site pain, such as burning or stinging.
Come on, moms and dads. Check out Eucrisa.com and ask your doctor about Eucrisa.
Can I sing one more song?
Yeah, that one I know about.
All right, 20. 24 past the hour. So, leading not with your chin, I'd say Jamie Spears is leading with his chin. This guy's got some kind of chutzpah, it would seem to me, right?
Yeah, this was just disgusting. Jamie Spears filed to have Britney continue to pay his legal fees Even though he's been suspended from her conservatorship, and he was in September, the conservatorship has been canceled, and he filed this lengthy document to have her keep paying. And in the document, it even says that nobody would actually sign on to being a conservator if the conservatee could force the conservator to pay to fight against allegations. He was never fighting against allegations until recently. He's been fighting to keep the conservatorship in place. And now Brittany, who has always been paying his legal fees and her own legal fees this entire time, she's supposed to keep paying, apparently, is according to Jamie Spears.
What is the judge?
Not according to her lawyer, though.
No. Oh, my goodness. Her lawyer is so amazing.
Well, yeah, is the lawyer turning it around so he's going to go after him?
Oh, he is.
Absolutely. Yeah. His direct quote, Mr. Spears reaped many millions of dollars from Britney as a conservator while paying his lawyers millions more, all from Britney's hard-earned money. He is...
Is this
totally
a counter attempt to sort of mitigate or to get into the middle? Is that what Jamie Spears' lawyer might be thinking? Okay, well, sue them. They're suing us, so maybe we won't have to pay anything.
I think Jamie Spears is hoping for a settlement and that they won't push this any farther, because they're doing a complete forensic accounting of a 13-year conservatorship where the money was just being handed out fast and loose. And so Jamie Spears is right at the center of all of it. I mean, who knows how many millions of dollars he could actually owe. But
well,
I'm happy that her lawyer is going after him.
Yeah,
like
and
six
there's so
million
many millions missing.
Is that what's missing? The $6 million, is that what he put in his pocket over the years?
I think it's more than that.
It's way more than that, yeah, because there's more missing from how much she actually
was making. What kind of a guy does that to his daughter? That's the food for thought you take away from this. 28 after the hour on the DJV show.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe with Exergen.
Here is today's top automotive tech story. I'm Nick Miles. BrightDrop has announced the opening of its first dealership, BrightDrop Greater Los Angeles in Fontana, California, making another step towards commercialization of the company's electric light commercial vehicles for integration into customer fleet before the end of the year. BrightDrop's all-electric ecosystem of products, software, and services is designed to help optimize productivity, drive down costs, and slash emissions and road congestion. For more automotive tech news, go to testmiles.com.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
I'm Greg. I'm 68 years old. I grew up in Cleveland, Ohio. Majored in business administration. I do motivational speaking in addition to substitute teaching. Part of the reason for my motivational speaking is I kind of feel like I have a calling of giving back to the younger generation. You know, the golden rule is do unto others you'd have them do unto you. My wife, Wanda, is a senior flight attendant. She's been flying for over 30 years. We do laugh quite a bit. I think most adults will start realizing that they don't recall things as quickly as they used to, or they don't remember things as vividly as they once did. I've been taking Prevagen for about 3 years now. People say to me periodically, man, you got a memory like an elephant. It's really, really helped me tremendously.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Greg Fraley is a paid testimonialist and real Prevagen user. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who were cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
President Biden Tuesday tried to explain why vaccine mandates are necessary.
I know vaccination requirements are popular for many, not even popular for those who are anxious to get them. My administration has put them in place not to control your life, but to save your life.
Arizona Republican Senate candidate Blake Masters on Newsmax after Biden's speech.
But Biden's president, and it is a complete disaster.
like a complete disaster. He's governing the country as if he's trying to destroy it.
Jurors in the manslaughter trial of Kim Potter, the former Minneapolis police officer who says she mistook her firearm for a taser and fatally shot a combative Dante Wright, are asking the judge what should they do if they can't reach a verdict. The jury is expected to return Wednesday after deliberating just over 9 hours on Tuesday. Merry Christmas week to you and your family from our family, USA Radio News.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
As President Biden continues to discount Americans choosing not to be vaccinated for whatever reasons, Texas Congressman Republican Dan Crenshaw tells Fox News, the more the federal government demands anything, the more pushback they will receive.
There continues to be this demonization of the unvaccinated, and this is counterproductive. This is not helpful. Look, one of the elements of a workforce shortage in our hospitals is the fact that they've been firing people who don't want to get the vaccine. Maybe they've had COVID before, they just don't want it. But these aren't completely irrational people. They've been living with this risk for a long time now. They've been treating patients, and for whatever personal reason, they didn't want to do it. Okay, the way to get people to comply is not forced mandates. You know, in that speech, he also celebrated the Sixth Circuit win that they had for the vaccine mandate. Now, this needs to go up to the Supreme Court and get shot down. I think we all agree with that.
The city of Chicago, Illinois, has become so dangerous, Mayor Lori Lightfoot is pleading for federal help with gun violence in the Windy City.
I have formally asked the Attorney General of the United States, Merrick Garland, to, with all deliberate haste, detail ATF agents to Chicago for 6 months so that we can increase the number of gun investigations and seizures in Chicago. The federal government remains uniquely qualified to help cities like Chicago address the scourge of gun violence.
It should be noted, Mayor Lori Lightfoot championed cutting $80 million from their police budget 1 year ago. Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
DJV Health Podcast with Dr. Jack Stockwell.
Colors. I mean, we put green in our carpet, we put green in our drapes, and we call it forest green. And food manufacturing companies will take something mass-produced on commercial farms that are poisoned by terribly poisonous pesticides, herbicides, fertilizers, everything else, and flavor it, color it, just like morticians, to try to make it look really good. Those are the kinds of foods that mess up the brain.
All DJV Health Podcasts can be found at DJVHealthShow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Now, 34 after the hour here on today's DJV program. Doug Steffen with Victoria Keelan, Jay Kirshner, Jennifer Horn at the ready. So, Joe Manchin, I wouldn't call him Munchin. I guess that it goes back a little bit.
Steve Mnuchin.
Mnuchin, Munchin. Yeah.
Or Munch was also not his name.
He's a Munchkin. Right. So he is popular with some because he's trying to put the brakes on all the spending, and that would affect the people in his home state, apparently, because the coal miners are not happy. he has a lot of interest in coal mining, being from that neck of the woods. So, Victoria, what are the locals saying? I thought that this sort of caught me off guard. I was surprised.
I was caught off guard, too, by this. So America's largest coal mining union put out a statement saying that they're pushing Manchin to go back to the drawing, go back to the negotiating table. And they pointed out several items in the Build Back Better plan that they say are crucial to their members and their communities, including tax incentives to encourage manufacturers to build facilities in coal fields, which would employ thousands of coal miners who are out of work. So, I don't know. Maybe this will push Manchin back to, I don't know. I mean, Joe Biden says he still believes that he and Joe Manchin will get something done. That's his quote.
Interesting that it's down to two guys, though, isn't it?
Well, a lot of it had to do with the child tax credit, I think, for Joe Manchin. There's certain things in the bill that I think he took issue with. I'm not sure if this is all coal miners in the state of West Virginia, because if you look at the bill's popularity within the state, it is way, way, way underwater. And I know we talked a lot about how this all is sitting on the doorstep of Joe Manchin, because he's kind of the face, because there are other senators who are going to be facing their election challenges in the midterms, like Kyrsten Sinema and John Tester. But if you look at, I think we can agree that NPR is not a conservative outlet by any stretch. Right. And they did a poll just a few days ago about whether or not people support the Build Back Better bill. And 41% of people said that they support the bill, but only 36% of independents support it. Now, that's a huge number when you look at it. So you've got Democrats who are going to support it. You have Republicans who are not going to support it. Where is it with people in the center? And only 36% of independents support what the amount of money and the amount of spending and the amount of what's in the bill is going on. So,
and if you're running for president, that's an important number. Right?
Yeah, and that's the point. I think it's really easy to hang, like, the vitriol on one guy's neck. And I really don't think that Joe Manchin should be a hero or a zero. I think he was listening primarily to what's going on in his state. I think there was a lot of negotiation back and forth. The bill is dead for now. He didn't even vote on it. And that's the other thing, is everybody's saying, well, Joe Manchin voted no on this bill. There was no vote. Huh. Yeah, it's just, he hasn't supported it yet.
That's another example of things getting...
Right.
Yeah. All right. So next up, yeah. You want? You got? Are we done? Can we keep going?
Yeah. No. That was just. I was just interesting. Yeah. Thanks for asking.
You're welcome, Jennifer. My pleasure. All right. A couple of trials in the news. Ghislaine, have I finally figured out how to pronounce her name correctly?
Correct.
What's the latest with her? Ghislaine Maxwell.
The jury's in deliberations, and I was reading something about it last night where a legal expert was saying the jury had requested a full transcript of every testimony from the victims. Mm-hmm. So that legal expert said, this tells me that they're going to go back through and they want to examine exactly what every testimony was, what it was included, because I think what's at the bottom line of the trial is, was she really the mastermind, or was it really just about Jeffrey Epstein?
Or the fall guy.
Yeah. Right, so for those who don't know or don't recognize this woman's name, she was the operator for bad guy Jeffrey Epstein. She was the madam.
Yeah,
she was
the girlfriend. First and foremost, she was a girlfriend of Jeffrey Epstein, and then she's being accused of being the one who, like, groomed the girls and would gain their trust. And a lot of these girls, the type, unfortunately, the girls who don't have a strong family life, and then they see someone who they start to trust, and she would say, oh, I can give you this, I can give you that, come with me, and then she'd start pushing them into whatever horrible acts. Right. Yeah. And so she has said all along, though, and I think it's kind of interesting, that she said that she was the fall guy, that, well, who you really want is Jeffrey Epstein. He's dead. I didn't do anything. I was kind of caught up in it.
Just coincidence. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, that's why I think the jury's probably going through it.
Apparently, the prosecutors are not buying that. She's been in jail. It's pretty unusual for somebody, unless you're a murderer.
She was on the run when they found her. I mean, she was living with tinfoil wrapped around her cell phone and living somewhere up in Vermont. She, like, married some random guy.
I usually put that around my head before I go to sleep at night, but the cell phone.
Yeah, it was weird. She married some random guy, put all of her money, which is a lot of money, that's not even from Epstein, but from her own family,
right.
And so put all her money in his name. So when she got caught, they were like, you're not going anywhere.
All right, so also jury deliberations have begun in the criminal trial of the lady who put together the company called Theranos. People associated or understand who Elizabeth Holmes is. She's the lady. This was a woman who, by the time she was, 29 or 30, the richest woman at that age, billions because of this company, which turned out to be a company of nothing. It's like doing business with Uber. They don't have anything except software. So there are 8 men and 4 women on the jury, and they're looking at all these. There were like 32 people who testified, 900 exhibits, including a lot of the stuff from her company. She had $10 billion in her in the valuation of the company before something got started. Now, I'm trying to remember. This trial has been going on, by the way, forever, hasn't it? It seems like it's been going on forever.
They all kind of all started at the same time. I think the Theranos case, I think that the jury, I don't know if they're deliberating yet or if they just, if the defense just rested yesterday, but they're kind of close in proximity. And I don't know how long it's going to take for that jury. Apparently, going back to Ghislaine Maxwell for a second, the legal experts seem to think that the jury is going to be deliberating for a long time, that it's not going to be a pretty...
Is that confusing? Yeah. Yeah. Well, Holmes expects, if she found guilty, 20 years in the clinker, and she have to all of the wire fraud charges. That's part of why she's going to go to jail. That all has to be paid back. So she must have some money stashed away someplace. But she was the darling of people saying, look at this intelligent woman, and she's doing such a great job, and don't women love this? A great example for other women who want to be entrepreneurs and start their own businesses. And, hello, not so fast. Too bad, because a lot of good could have come out of this if it was, in fact, true, or what she had put together. All right, one other name in the news, Jamal Khashoggi's wife, whose name is it Hannah? I'm not sure. I think that's how you pronounce your name. Anyway, there has been, they found spyware on the phone of this lady, and that's just become public. Yeah.
No, they were spying on her.
I'm sure they were.
That's what I said.
That does not surprise me at all. Yeah. That's why
they had spyware on her phone. Did I not say that?
And that's his ex-wife. Yeah, they found spyware on her phone, but that's essentially his ex-wife. He was his fiance. Well, so they were spying on her a couple of months before he was killed. I don't know that they were ever able to get to the current girlfriend, right? His fiance was somebody else. I don't know that they had that they were able to tap her phone. But this just shows that, you know, this is the United Arab Emirates, and this is what they were doing with an NSO, which is an Israeli spyware, and that's recently been put on the American blacklist. So we're not, you know, they've made it clear, you know, intelligence does not want anything to do with NSO, and they've been targeting citizens and politicians. Emmanuel Macron's number popped out.
Because think about what's happening. But think about what's happening right now in our own government. I can talk about it pretty publicly because it's a public story, but I have a friend who's in talk radio who has now been given a subpoena from Verizon that his phone records have been requested by Nancy Pelosi in the House of Representatives. And unless he wants to get a lawyer, he has 15 days
to try. Welcome to communist
America. Right. Yeah. And so he has 15 days to get a lawyer.
Is this part of the January 6th thing? Is that?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
And guess what? Because he's talked to me and he's talked to other people.
You're going to get subpoenaed.
Yeah. Not subpoenaed, but my phone records, because of the way it works, anybody in the web of who they subpoena is now going to be part of their investigation. And so think about all the people that you text message in the day, just each and every one of you. Think about someone who gets caught up in an investigation, and then they reach out to someone else. So probably by association, my text messages with all of you could be under investigation, could be looked at by the government. I mean, think about that.
Investigation. Yeah.
And this is America.
Ridiculous. I'm sick.
Pretty crazy.
All this stuff. Yeah. All right. Another trial, the trial of former Minnesota police officer Kim Potter. I really feel sorry for her. I still do. Last April, remember, she killed that fellow because she reached for her gun instead of her taser. at any rate.
I feel sorry for her, too, but still someone is dead. And so it's like, then what's appropriate? Already she's lost her job, but is it...
Yeah, but you usually say,
jail time,
in terms of the police, that they deserve I don't want to put words in your mouth, but you're usually very supportive of the police. And there's
I am supportive of the police.
This is a big if question. No, some of the other stuff, like what's his face... Darren Chauvin decided yesterday that he wanted to go to a federal prison because he figured even though the sentence is longer for the feds than it was for the state, he's got a better chance of surviving in a federal prison than he does in a state prison.
Yeah. That's why he made a deal with the federal charges. Everybody knew that was happening when he made the deal, because everybody said, why would he say he was guilty when he said that he wasn't? And that's now why, because he made a deal so he could get better accommodations.
Right. He gets to pick his own... Doesn't it? Isn't that how that works? You get to pick your own jail? I think that's how that works.
I don't know. I do know, just to get back to Kim Potter, I feel extraordinarily sorry for her. And I don't believe any of it was intentional. I think she got a lot of death. People said she was out there trying to kill somebody. No, I don't believe any of that to be true. But what's the appropriate action? She was the training officer. She freaked out. And so... I don't know if she needs to be in jail for manslaughter or murder, but certainly I think her time on the force is done. She's resigned. I don't know. I mean, you have to. That's a really big mistake to make, and if any of us made the mistake, it would be something that would come with pretty serious consequences. So it's unfortunate, because I do think she flipped out, and I think that she got nervous, and she may have known what this guy was being sought for, and maybe it made her nervous, but... You know, it was a big life-ending mistake.
Yep. Speaking of mistakes, there's a big one associated with Ryan Reynolds. We'll get to that right after this here on the DJV program.
You may be into punk rock, soft rock, or classic rock, R&B, hip-hop, or house, country, techno, or techno country. But no matter what kind of music you listen to, here's something else you should hear. Please consider getting vaccinated. Talk to your pharmacist today about Comirnaty, COVID-19 vaccine mRNA. This message brought to you by BioNTech and Pfizer.
I'm Al Simon, 91 years young. I created Balance 7 20 years ago. At 67, I went to see the doctor for the first time in my life and found out that I had medical problems. He told me that was normal for my age. I don't believe God intended us to be sick and old. I decided to find something to bring my health back. For 10 years, I studied pH and how important it is to the human system. Balance 7 gave me back what I lost by getting older. I no longer get out of bed with a joint discomfort. Balance 7 can do for you what it has done for me and many others. In 3 days' time, you'll feel more energy, less joint discomfort, and clarity of thinking. No doctor or hospital can do what Balance 7 can do for you. Balance 7 is the key to unlocking the healthy immune system. Bring your body back to balance.
Order now. Receive free shipping with the code word AL. Go to balance7.com. That's balance7.com. Order now and get your free shipping and a free gift with your order. Go to balance7.com. Use the code word AL.
All right, I'm guessing that all three of you ladies, Jay, Victoria, Jennifer, like Ryan Reynolds, right? Good-looking guy,
sure.
Successful.
Yes, not so
funny.
Like.
Very funny.
Yeah. Okay, so, and he has his own look. I don't get this. He was interviewed yesterday, and he says he gets mistaken all the time for Ben Affleck. I don't get that at all.
That is
this
amazing.
Pizza place that he goes to in the East Village. He says, they believe that he's Ben Affleck. And he's never corrected them. But Ben Affleck doesn't spend much time, if any time, in New York, does he?
Not much.
No.
But it's funny because I've heard the clip of this, and Ryan's like, yeah, he's like, you know, he's like, they always ask me how J-Lo's doing, and I say, oh, she's great. I just got my pizza, and I go.
<She's fine>. I don't even think they look alike, which is
they
so
They don't.
No, they don't. That's
don't.
About my
they
point.
They do not resemble each other.
Yeah, they don't resemble each other at all. And I don't think Ben Affleck is much of a comedic actor. Ryan Reynolds sort of has his acting chops wrapped around that last movie he was in about being in the game thing. I thought that was ridiculous.
Free guy,
anyway,
right?
Yeah, it was awful. Shot in Framingham, though. It's 10 before the hour.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better, and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Merry Christmas! Happy New Year from the DJV program. It's Tech Talk time now, 53 after the hour. Victoria Keevan shining with the research that she's done, first starting with the TSA and what they're going to start doing, what, in February? Is that when this change happens?
Yeah. Yep. So Apple introduced its updated Apple Wallet back in June, and the company said at the time that they were working to ensure that you could use it to get through airport security, which would be, you know, a nice way to streamline that process if you can.
Go to TSA PreCheck. That's the way to streamline the process.
Right. So now if you're not in PreCheck, and so now the TSA says that they can support the Apple Wallet IDs in two different airports beginning in February. And so if that's successful, that test is going to expand to two more airports in two different states.
Do we know what the Apple Wallet we're talking about?
I don't know if they've announced which airports.
I just wondered.
Yeah, I don't know if they've announced which.
LA. L.A. would be one of them.
See, I think they would start smaller.
Smaller, you think? Yeah.
I would think. Maybe. Yeah, I don't know. Yeah. And so they said essentially this has been going on for a while. They've been trying to get the TSA to update all of their, you know, their equipment. So the Apple Wallet is the first digital ID that the TSA is going to officially accept. If you are, so essentially what you do is as you're online to go through the, you know, the security check at the airport, instead of a TSA person examining a physical ID card, like you handing them your license or your passport, and then manually comparing a traveler's ID photo to their face, All they're now going to have to do is just, they can verify all of your information, including your flight info, and all you do is simply just tap your phone against the NFC reader or a QR scanner, and then that initiates the data exchange, and the TSA staff member essentially just has to take a look at it, and then it all goes through from there. So it's faster than walking around and, you know, having them look at all of your documents.
Well, the TSA pre-check, all they do is take your license or whatever your ID is.
Yeah, this is not for pre-check. This is for everybody who's not pre-check.
They stick it in a thing. Most every time I've been through the airport, and I'm going to be through the airport every week for the next 6-7 weeks, the last time I went through last week, and pretty much the way it's been for the last 4 or 5 months, is you give them your license or the card that you have that comes with your new passport, and then take your mask off, 30 seconds. I have, the longest I've had to wait between the time I get out of the car or the bus is 6 minutes. Go through the line, go through the check-in, put your stuff on the thing, and bingo bango, you're done. And that, to me, is worth the $85. But I travel a lot. If you don't travel a lot, maybe you don't mind waiting in line for an hour.
The other part of it is if you don't live nearby an airport, then that becomes a very long process. You have to drive to the airport, through all of that. I mean, I should have done it when I was still living in Manhattan. I could have just popped into LaGuardia, but now the closest airport for me is Newark Airport, and that's 45 minutes away. So that's way too much of an endeavor if you're not a regular flyer. But anyway, so moving forward, so the Apple Wallet, as we know, we've already announced that Hyatt Hotels has teamed up, and so you can use your room key on your Apple Wallet as well. Mm. And so state driver's licenses are going to be the next thing to be integrated into Apple's system.
All right, so that's that story. The White House is going to set up a website. We'll find out about what right after this.
There's good news for American retailers, as new research reveals shoppers are shrugging off worries about inflation, supply shortages and late deliveries, and plan to spend over the holidays. The research carried out for retail customer engagement specialist Emarsys reveals what American consumers are most concerned about and their biggest shopping bugbears. Emarsys works with over 1,600 retail brands around the world and has come up with some festive tips to help retailers make the most of the peak trading period.
We've seen across the US that consumers are putting more effort into holiday shopping this year, but they're lacking inspiration on what to buy. We recommend that retail and consumer product brands ensure they're offering shoppers personalized products that they know sell well together for different types of buyers, both online and in-store. For more information on how to engage first-time buyers, defecting customers, and loyal customers this holiday season, head over to emarsys.com.
All right, so what's the scoop on this new website? What's it going to distribute?
Well, part of President Biden's address to the nation on Tuesday included the new plan to offer free COVID tests from a government-run website. He said, we're going to have websites that you can go and get your tests delivered right to your home. There are going to be 500 million of these at-home tests that are paid for by the government. And so the administration's also working with Google to make it easier for Americans to find COVID testing locations near them. So President Biden said, we've arranged for it to be easier for you to find a free COVID test. So all you have to COVID test near me and into the Google search bar, and then you can find a number of different locations. Google said that they are the arrangement with the White House has been an ongoing project. They're trying to make testing and vaccinations that info much more up to date and more personalized and more accurate for everyone.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.